Country Bob FM.
Time for the Almanac today. Today is Tuesday, August 1st, 213th day of the year, 152. It's the first day of August, obviously. What were your recollections of July? Did it breeze by, blink of an eye?
By pretty fast. Sure was a fun month. Got a lot of fun things that happened in the month of July. We'll see what August right. can do for an encore.
And all in all, the weather was good.
Yeah.
Yep. Got a lot of things in. Yep. The weather didn't ruin the plans for a lot of people in the month of July.
Nope.
August is always fun. 1893. Here's a fun name. Henry Perky. His last name is Perky. He's Perky's. Henry Perky and William Ford received a patent for shredded wheat. Shredded wheat.
Crunchy, delicious goodness.
Those big hay bales. Those things are huge. The big ones. The big shredded wheat ones.
Right.
I needed a lot of sugar to
I was going to say, they may be the reason I'm diabetic.
Right.
Because you had to basically coat those in sugar to get any flavor.
And then they invented mini wheats.
Right.
And then they were frosted shredded wheat and then frosted mini wheats. Yeah. We always find a way to turn something that's good for you bad for you.
Right.
It's always.
Right. But yeah, we had many a hay biscuit of shredded wheat.
I mean, you have to kind of cut it in half and you let the milk soak it up.
And shredded them,
Oh, you would shred it. I would put it in the bowl and then put the milk over it when it was whole.
Okay.
And then kind of eat it that way.
I just saw my mom, she would take it in her hands and kind of crunch it up a little bit, and then we ate it up.
Make sure you cut the twine.
Yes.
Got to cut the twine first on that big bale. Yeah. 1893. 1936.
The specially built Olympic Stadium in Berlin is filled to capacity as Hitler arrives to preside at the opening ceremony of the 11th Modern Olympiad. 100,000 spectators are present. They see the charming incident of the presentation of a bouquet to the Führer by a little girl meets him on his way to his box.
1936, the Berlin Olympic Games. That's the one dominated by Jesse Owens.
It was the coming out party.
In front of the Führer.
Yes.
It was interesting to
see. Führer didn't like it.
I was watching the... Yeah, how would you like to be on the German team? And you've got Hitler up there in his box watching, and you drop the baton, which happened to like one of the relay teams for the Germans. They dropped the baton.
I'm sure he was a part of the Russian front entourage shortly thereafter.
You know, it was interesting to see all these countries, and France actually saluted. They did the Sieg Heil salute to Hitler as they were walking and doing their opening ceremony procession. Traitor. The U.S. did not, and Britain did not. I watched the video of that, but and of course, just a few short years later, those countries would all be at war, vicious war,
terrible.
War and all wars type thing.
Yep.
But it was in 36, everybody was getting along, it seemed. 1936 in Berlin. 1941, Parade Magazine did a 3-page feature on the U.S. Army's newest gadget, the General Purpose.
Oh, the Jeep.
A.K.A. the Jeep.
Nice.
1941, one of the reasons why we won World War II. The Jeep was played a major role in that.
Yep.
And now, of course, you've got all kinds of Jeeps. You got the
everywhere.
I need a Wagoneer. They don't make the Wagoneer anymore with the wood grain on the side, the Woody on the side, the Grand Wagoneer. Now you got the Cherokees, and they got the Renegade now, and the Patriot, and some other ones. Mm-hmm. Of course, they still have the old-fashioned Jeep, the CJ7.
Yes, they do.
CJ7's still out there. 19, I don't know if they call them CJ7s anymore.
I don't think so.
I saw a real cool one. It was a fire department. Spring Lake Pike Fire Department has one where it's a Jeep, but it's a fire vehicle for if it's a wildfire or something, they need to get out off the road. 1943, ground broken on the nation's first uranium-235 plant. Uranium-235 is what's used to make the atomic bomb. We needed that for the Manhattan Project.
Mm-hmm.
It would be used later in 1945, but in 43, the first uranium-235 plant.
Where was that?
It was in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Not in my backyard.
No.
But in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. 1944, 13-year-old Anne Frank made the last entry. This is the date, the last entry of her diary. When they found her diary, this was the last date, last entry. The young Jewish girl and her family, of course, were captured by Nazi troops just 3 days after that. They'd been hiding for 2 years. If they could have just hung on a little longer, it was 1944.
Yeah, it was getting close to the end.
On, 1971, let's go to New York's Madison Square Garden, shall we?
Yes.
Full formerly bearded George Harrison playing alongside Eric Clapton. It was the concert for Bangladesh.
I remember it.
Which, of course, at one time was what? Was it East or West Pakistan?
Yeah.
And then it changed names to Bangladesh. George Harrison, that was a cause close to his heart. So long before, like 15, 16 years before USA for Africa and Live Aid and all these other, and Band Aid, George Harrison was doing this for Bangladesh, helping out millions of starving people in that country. So that was in 1977, Pete Rose, second longest hitting streak in baseball history, second to only, Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, this is 56.
Yep, his 44-game hitting streak came to an end.
77-78.
1978, yep. Against the Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
Phil Niekro.
Could have been.
He was, well, I'm sure, I'm pretty sure he was with the Braves in 78.
So that was 44 straight. Yeah, 44. That was starting to get interesting.
Starting to get close, but he was held hitless on this date in 78. 1981, things change when it came to music and television.
This is it. Welcome to MTV Music Television, the world's first 24-hour stereo video music channel. Just moments ago, all of the VJs and the crew here at MTV collectively hit our executive producer, Sue Steinberg, over the head with a bottle of champagne, and behold, a new concept is born.
MTV, music television, I won my MTV. That was Mark Goodman. Not Mark Goodman, Bill Todman. This is Mark Goodman. He was one of the VJs. You had your Martha Quinn, your...
Downtown...
Yeah, Nina Blackwood was the other one.
Yeah, that was good. I had it. I had cable. I was living in Comanche, Iowa, just outside of Clinton. And it was 1979, and I remember having it on my cable system. I go, well, this is cool.
Yeah, it's all videos all the time. Videos became cool, and the first video, of course, was the Buggles song, Video Killed the Radio Star.
I love it.
But you know, funny, we're still here.
Yes, kill radio. Radio's MTV, still here.
Yeah, video did not kill the radio.
It's hard
or the
to
radio
find videos
star.
No.
Yeah, they don't play videos anymore on MTV. They play them on like MTV2.
Okay.
You see more of the videos there. Or VH1 Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in 81. 1986, the Metrodome, Burt Blyleven against the Oakland Athletics became only the 10th pitcher to strike out 3,000 batters in its career.
Way to go, Burt!
3,000th career strikeout. He finished with like 3,700. Mm-hmm. You know what happened that same game, that very same game in 86? Against the A's, Kirby Puckett hit for the cycle.
Oh, it's a pretty good night.
He needed a triple, and he slid in with a triple, slid in safely to cap off the
awesome
the cycle for Kirby Puckett. 2001.
After the game, seeing his wife and son in the lounge.
Very emotional Randy Moss on this date, 2001, talking to the media about the death of Corey Stringer. Yesterday was the day that he collapsed, and then he passed away today on this day, 2001.
So sad.
Going back 16 years that happened. He was just 27. They called him Big K. He was a pretty good offensive lineman.
Yes, he was. And was out of Ohio State.
Yeah, yep. 2001 for Corey Stringer. 2003.
Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez.
Every relationship has a fallen account, huh?
That's right.
Geely.
New, our best Charmin ever.
Geely, big bomb at the box office.
I never saw it.
$75 million to make, and it made only $7.2 million.
Do we have any idea what it was about?
It was basically Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez relationship movie type thing, you know, getting together and all the funny things that happened to them getting together. But I think the problem with that movie was that we were so sick and tired of hearing about Bennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, because they were together at that time. They were the it couple. I think people were just so tired. Maybe the movie, the story isn't that bad, and there's some funny lines in there. People were just so sick and tired of Bennifer.
They didn't go.
They just didn't want to go because they could turn on Entertainment Tonight or TMZ or any of these things and see them. That was 2003 that Geely opened to theaters. It was a box office disaster.
The scene is pretty unbelievable. I'm looking at a huge fire. It appears a tractor trailer is on fire here where this part of the bridge collapsed.
Oh.
Looks like the bridge has collapsed both in the northbound and the southbound lanes, and it looks like just a total failure of the bridge. What I'm looking at is kind of right at an area where the bridge would normally be held up, there's a crack, and it's like at about a 45-degree angle.
That's WCCO-TV coverage just as it had happened, pretty much, just moments after the collapse of the 35W bridge. On this date, 2007, again, observing the 10-year anniversary, it turned out after they took all the pieces of the bridge and they then assembled them off to the side, they found out the gusset plates. Those are the big plates that kind of hold the girders together. They were coming in at different angles. They were too thin.
They had a rows of bolts in them, usually.
Yes, yeah, and that's what the gusset plate is. And it just wasn't long. It just wasn't thick enough.
Yeah.
And it was a... It was an error in the design. It was an error in the design. Those should have been thicker from the beginning. It was 40 years old, had undergone a lot of corrosion.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of weight on the bridge because they were doing construction. They were doing some overlaying and resurfacing, and it just gave out. And again,
boy, that was sad.
13 people died.
Changed the lives of many
dozens
people.
Dozens of vehicles went into the water. It was scary. 2007, and I think everybody knows everybody or somebody who either was involved somehow, or they had just crossed the bridge, like you know, earlier that day,
right?
Or we had been up here. We went under the bridge because I was living out of state, but we took the little dinner cruise on, like from Nicollet Island or whatever it is underneath there. Maybe like a month before, I remember pointing to Chrissy. I go, oh, there's the 35W bridge. Month later, it's gone.
So amazing.
It's one of those, you know, the Twins were going to play. They canceled the game, as I recall. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I know there was a game that night, and some people were affected, even some players maybe trying to get there, or they had relatives who were around that area. Yeah, I think they did cancel the game.
2007 is when that happened. You'll hear more about that in the news, of course. 2009, former Philippines President Corazon Aquino died on this date. She was the one who took over from the Marcoses.
Yes.
The Ferdinand Marcos and Imelda Marcos. They were chased out. And Corazon Aquino was the one.
And she did a pretty good job.
She did a nice job there in the Philippines. She was the president from 86 to 92. I understand
her husband had gotten assassinated. And then she came back and ran. And then she got cancer.
I had understood that she also inherited a lot of shoes. Because there was no way. There was no way Imelda Marcos could take all the shoes that she had in the presidential palace. So she did get some nice shoes out of
it. I hope they were the same size.
Let's move on to birthdays now today. The guy on this guitar playing the lead in to Let It Ride. Goodbye. Happy birthday, Tim Bachman, today. He's 66.
Nice work.
Or they say Bachman. I think people that know Tim and Randy, and I think their other brother was Robert or Robbie or Bob, I think they say Bachman.
Ooh.
Have you heard that? I've heard people that in the industry call them Bachman, but it's always been Bachman.
Bachman Turner Overdrive,
It's really kind of weird.
I remember Wally Bachman that played with the Mets.
And was traded to the Twins.
Yeah.
1951 for Tim Bachman. Happy birthday. Robert Cray of the Robert Cray Band.
It's good.
Blues
Very good.
Guitarist Robert Cray, 64, little rhythm and blues. Lead singer of Def Leppard, Joe Elliott. He's got a great voice.
It's good stuff.
Saw him at the State Fair a couple of years ago. Still sounded great. Joe Elliott is 58. That Hysteria album. I love the one with Rock of Ages on it. But
right.
Hysteria and whatever it was, 86, 87. It was everywhere. If you
it
didn't
was.
Have that, I was in high school. If you didn't have that, you were not cool.
Right. Good stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
What are you doing? So Joe Elliott is 58. Happy birthday to him today. A couple rappers here for you. Chuck D. Chuck D of Public Enemy is 50. These rappers are getting up there now.
Yes.
They're settling down, I hope.
Is that like Chuck D-E-E, or is it just the letter D, period. I figured.
Chuck D, period, 57. He was from Public Enemy. And I know you were a big Coolio guy.
Huge.
1, 2, 3, 4, get your girlfriend on the floor, something like that. He did Gangster's Rap, Gangster's Paradise, and Fantastic Voyage, a couple of Coolio's tunes. And I know you're a big Coolio guy.
Mm.
He had the hair do where it looked like he looked like a toilet brush.
Mm.
He had the hair sticking out like that. He looked like a
very becoming
bristled toilet brush. Coolio is 54. He's also the one who didn't like Weird Al Yankovic doing. Weird Al Yankovic took Gangster's gangsta's paradise and turned it into Amish paradise.
Ah, yes.
And Coolio was not
took offense
too cool on that. Coolio is 54.
Lighten up, Coolio.
Mr. Joel and me tell each other fairy tales.
By the way, Coolio and Weird Al have since kind of patched things
That's
up.
That's good news.
They're back on talking terms. Adam Duritz, he is the lead singer of Counting Crows. He was going out with Jennifer Aniston there for a time.
I went and saw the Counting Crows back in the day.
He had some issues with chemical dependency and some things. I think he's back on the straight and narrow, I'm hoping. He is 53. Mr. Jones. And me. I prefer me and Mrs. Jones myself.
Tom Jones?
Too. Yeah, no, that's not Tom Jones. That's Billy Paul.
There you go.
Billy Paul, me, and Mrs. Jones. We got something going on. Musician. Wait a minute here. We've got Sam Mendes.
Oh, yes.
Academy Award-winning director. He did American Beauty, Skyfall.
One of the great Bond movies.
James Bond movies. One of the more recent ones. Jarhead is a good one. Mm. Road to Perdition. So
Sean Connery was in that movie.
52 today. Got a country artist.
Every single word you said, every drop dead shade of red, were just lipstick promises.
George
Dukas. George Dukas, not George Lucas. Very similar. I think George Lucas has made a little more money in his career than George Dukas.
I think so.
Lipstick Promises, that was his big hit.
That was pretty good tune, though.
And he is 51 today for George Dukas. Happy birthday. Let's go to the Huxtable household.
Mom, can I help it if I'm so mature that older men find me attractive? You're forcing me to socialize with people my own age, and it's holding back my intellectual development.
Darling, what I'm holding back here has nothing to do with intellect.
Tempest Bledsoe, Vanessa Huxtable, happy birthday today. 44.
For Tempest Bledsoe.
Bledsoe.
44.
Is 44. Danny Harrison, who is the son of George Harrison. We heard George at the concert for Bangladesh. The son of George Harrison, Danny Harrison, does some music, is 39. Max Carver, who was one of the Scavo twins on Desperate Housewives, if you watch that show on ABC, 29. And basketball player Austin Rivers, the only NBA player ever to play for his father.
Oh,
because that's Rivers. That's Doc Rivers' son, Austin Rivers, and played for his dad with the LA Clippers. 25 for him today.
All right, very good. Let's take a look at a pretty interesting list of gone but not forgotten. As we start with some historical figures, explorer William Clark, he was half of the Lewis and Clark expedition team that made it all their way out to the Pacific Ocean. That was a long journey in the early 1800s. He was in his early 30s. Wasn't like 1801, 1802 in there. So
bingo.
He was born on this day, 1770. Poet, attorney, and songwriter Francis Scott Key was born on this day 9 years later.
Can you see? And the Rockets, red flag.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
Any chance with the Olympics coming back to Los Angeles in 2028, they'll have Carl Lewis sing the national anthem?
I don't think so. He should stick to running and probably now commenting.
Francis Scott Off-Key.
Francis, that's right.
For Carl Lewis.
Francis Scott Key, the guy who wrote the national anthem on a bomb-filled evening. He wrote that 1779.
Battle of Baltimore, Fort Baltimore.
Yeah. The early 1800s. 1779 for Francis Scott Key. Did you read Moby Dick when you were in school, Jim?
I have been pursuing my white whale for years. Mm.
I know you wrote the book report just by reading the back cover. And kind of fudging it along the
way. Not Moby Dick. Too many people knew the story. You have to have a better theory, a better strategy when it comes to faking book reports. You got to pick a book that the teacher hasn't read. It's pretty good bet that a literature teacher, English teacher, has read Moby Dick.
Yeah, it is. That's true, too.
That's why I got A's and you got D's.
Right. I only got one D in my life. It was in art. I want you to know. Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick, and he was born on this day, 1819. Robert Todd Lincoln. He was the son of President Abraham Lincoln. Robert Todd Lincoln once rescued from a train accident by Edwin Booth, the brother of the man who would eventually assassinate his father.
It's a small world after all.
Yes, Robert Todd Lincoln, born on this day, 1843. You know, they tried, some group tried to get together, and they went into the Lincoln Monument and tried to steal the body out of there. It was an ill-fated attempt. They didn't realize how heavy the slab of granite that was over. They couldn't move it. Oops. But anyway, so then Robert Todd Lincoln came in there, and they cemented his father into a room.
He's very handy with a trowel.
Yeah, so he did that.
Robert Lincoln,
1843 for Bob Todd Lincoln. Tony Award-winning actor Arthur Hill. I don't know if you remember the program Owen Marshall, Counselor at Law. I certainly do. He was Owen Marshall.
Now,
he was in some other things, too.
I also know him as, he had the recurring character as Charles Ingalls' father on Little House on the Prairie, Lansford Ingalls. He was on a few episodes.
I can see that. 1922 for Arthur Hill. Actor, dancer, Jeffrey Holder. Now, if you don't know the name, he was in the James Bond movie Live and Let Die, but you may remember him from the Uncola commercials.
Maybe because 7-Up has no artificial flavor and no artificial color. Never had it.
Never will.
And no caffeine. Never had it. Never will. Whatever it is that makes 7-Up so refreshingly different from other soft drinks. Never had it. Never will.
Before the
great
guy,
laugh.
Yeah, before the guy did the Allstate commercial, before Michael Dorn, there was this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Before Vin Raines.
Right.
Vin Raines,
yes.
He does the
We
Wendy's.
Have the meat. Right. The before, Arby's. Yeah.
Before all of those guys who are now cashing in on voiceovers and commercials and whatnot, there was Jeffrey Holder.
Yes, this was the guy. Jeffrey Holder was born on this day in 1930. 1931, cartoonist and Ziggy creator Tom Wilson. He won Emmy for the animated show Ziggy's Gift, but he was the cartoon guy there. Tom Wilson, 1931. Actor and comedian, funny man Dom DeLuise.
What are you, some kind of nut? Who do you think you are?
Dun, dun, dun! I am Captain Chaos. And this is my faithful companion, Kato. Say hello, Kato.
Well,
been a cop long?
Dom DeLuise, very funny guy. Of course, Cannonball Run. He was in the end of Blazing Saddles. Pretty good.
19. Not in the face.
Yeah, not in the face. 1933 for Dom DeLuise. Fashion designer, Yves Saint Laurent. He, noted fashion designer. I don't know if I've ever owned anything that he's developed. 1936. Former U.S. Commerce Secretary Ron Brown. 1941, he was the first African-American to serve as the chairman of a national political party when he was elected in 1989 to the Democratic National Committee. Member of the Grateful Dead's Jerry Garcia.
I remember his skeleton singing on this.
Right.
The video.
Yeah. Colorful character, Jerry Garcia, born on this day, 1942.
There's always a haze that followed that band around. There was always a haze. It was almost like Pigpen from the Peanuts.
Yes. Or Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Musician Boz Burwell, if you're familiar with the group Bad Company and King Crimson, he was in that band. Let's see, who else do we have here? Some other guys we don't really know that well. Let's go right down to...
Way to be prepared.
Yeah, I don't know. It's getting long. I don't want to mention all these guys. We'll mention...
They're gone, but not forgotten.
Tommy Boland from Deep Purple and James Gang. All gone, not forgotten. They're done.
Who brought the almanac to us here today, Neil?
I'm thinking there's a very good chance it's our man Kurt Weers, United Country Realty. Nobody knows a country like Kurt Weers. Thank you, Kurt, for supporting the almanac.
Here's a Shania Twain song, and then we'll close out the Bob FM morning show in just minutes. 16-song Bobathon is in your near future as well. It's Bob FM.
Mm-hmm.